Coal ash is a byproduct from burning coal for electricity. It can contain toxic chemicals like mercury and arsenic. Nationwide, utilities generate more than 100 million tons of it each year, and there have been disastrous spills in the past several years in North Carolina and Tennessee. Now, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency is rolling out a rule that aims to prevent more disasters. But as WABE's Molly Samuel reports, not everyone's happy with the solution.
Hey, how are you?
Meet Peggy Riggins.
I'm fighting coal ash.
On a very hot, very bright day in the southeast Georgia city of Jessup, the retired high school teacher is making her way around downtown, asking people to join and donate to her cause.
What we're doing is we have an organization called No Ash at All, and we're just charging $5 to become a member.
Riggins' mission is to keep thousands, maybe even millions, of tons of coal ash out of a nearby landfill. Here's why. The EPA has new rules meant to keep coal ash from contaminating nearby water and also to prevent big spills like one that happened in Tennessee in 2008 that damaged homes and inundated a river. Now, instead of keeping coal ash in big open ponds, power companies need to store it more securely. One of the ways they can do that is by sending it to landfills. Ken Vallahora is the general manager of the Broadhurst landfill just outside of Jessup.
If you want to store it somewhere, put it in the safest spot possible, which is what we do.
He took me on a tour of the landfill. It takes in waste from cities and counties in southeast Georgia. It has two layers of liners and monitoring wells. Like all landfills that handle household waste, it's up to the EPA standards for coal ash, and it would like to bring in a lot of it.
The permit was sized to assume that we could take a full train a day.
David Remick is the operations manager at the landfill. We're standing in the spot where they'd like to build a place to unload coal ash from trains.
About 90 to 100 cars. That maximum amount would be about 10,000 tons of waste.
Remick says that bringing the coal ash here is a lot safer than leaving it where it is, in open, unlined pits. But Wayne County Commissioner Ralph Hickox doesn't like the idea of trains coming in from out of state.
I don't want to become the nation's dump. We didn't create the coal ash here. I don't want the coal ash here.
Other locals say this is not a not-in-my-backyard issue. They say environmentally, this is a bad place to bring coal ash.
Well, we got sandy leaks like a sieve soil here.
Dink Neesmith owns the local newspaper and has published dozens of articles and editorials against the plan. The landfill's operators say it's safe, won't leak, but Neesmith doesn't trust it. And if it did leak, he says it could contaminate the creeks and the river in this swampy area not too far from Georgia's coast.
There are places that coal ash need to go. Some places have bedrock of granite, or either in Alabama, like Selma, chalk goes down 500 feet.
But there's not actually much the opponents can do. This landfill is already allowed to take in coal ash, same as any other landfill permitted to handle non-hazardous waste. And this kind of landfill is supposed to be a solution to the problem of safely storing coal ash.
EPA is not looking to shift any burdens associated with pollution.
Gina McCarthy is the head of the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency.
We're looking to reduce the burden overall.
Under the EPA's rules, power companies don't have to move their coal ash to landfills. They can keep it at the plants if they upgrade their storage facilities. And a lot of coal ash gets reused in products like concrete and wallboard. But Anne Germain with the National Waste and Recycling Association says landfills are ready to help utilities, though there's also the public relations side.
We do have to reassure the public that we as waste management people know how to run landfills.
Jessup activist Peggy Riggins says the only thing that would reassure her is if her local landfill decides not to take in large amounts of coal ash.
We must do something with the coal ash. We must do something safe. It's got to be moved out of those ponds. That's horrible. That's very dangerous. But you don't fix a problem by creating another problem.
There are about 1,900 landfills around the country that are allowed to accept coal ash. A couple others in Georgia already do. Molly Samuel, WABE News.